Today I would like to talk about the 1992 X-Men animated series. The episode I would like to talk about is called Century Asteroid M. It's in season 4 and it spans 2 episodes, 8 and 9. Now, to understand the X-Men, you have to understand 2 pivotal characters, Professor Xavier and Magneto. Now, Professor Xavier, affectionately known as Professor X, is often compared to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Magneto is often compared to as the Honorable Minister Malcolm X. Now, let's talk about Malcolm X a little bit. Malcolm X was a separatist, meaning he wanted the black race not to integrate with white races. He didn't want them to integrate. He wanted to be separate. He wanted the black community to own its own businesses and to own its own community. Magneto wanted the same for humans. The same for mutants, to be separated from humans. Professor X, he wanted peace. Just like Dr. King, he just wanted peace, and he wanted everybody to come together and live together as human beings. Now, he believed in this episode that the asteroid was a bad idea because the government did not trust Magneto. The government did not trust him because the asteroid M, which the M stands for mutant, had weapons. The government does not like anybody, any group weaponizing themselves. They don't like it, especially the black community. They do not want the black community to weaponize itself or be organized. They see it as a danger. Now, I know a lot of people want to argue this, but it's the truth. Look at history. They did not like the Black Panther Party. They did not want them to have weapons, even though it was within their constitutional rights to have weapons. And if you notice that they made laws for guns because of the Black Panther Party. The laws they have in California today about guns and automatic weapons and everything is because of the Black Panther Party. Check out their documentary. It used to be on Netflix, but it's a documentary on the Black Panthers. Really good documentary. Now, I'm comparing mutants in the black community, and if you notice, and if you saw these 2 episodes, Magneto really was trying to bring the mutants together peacefully, but he had one opposition by the name of Cortez. And Cortez, he was an overly aggressive radical. He was there to pretty much usurp Magneto. He does that, but he has a lot of hate inside of him, so he almost causes a war with mutants and humans. Because of his hate, he was led by hate. Now, when you think about this, this happens today. We have black people that come together, and they can't work together because of different ideologies when they want the same thing. I'm thinking of Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Umar Johnson, Tariq Nasheed, Dr. Umar Johnson. These people can't get along even though they want the same thing. Let's go back in the day. W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington. Going against Booker T. Washington. W.E.B. Du Bois going against Marcus Garvey. Wanted the same things. They couldn't work together for some reason. And they never settle out anything until one of them passes away or gets deported, as in Marcus Garvey was deported and eventually passed away. How strong could we be if we just all work together? How strong can we be if we just all work together? This is an interesting episode because I saw the similarities of mutants and the black community. look out for my next podcast, where I'm going to talk about the Madam C.J. Walker miniseries that's on Netflix. Thank you for listening.